Now the community is outraged that the city will pass two Jevon Dawson laws to stop the resistance of injustice against the people. The two ordinances, 901G and 905G, are direct attacks on the Justice for Jevon Dawson Committee and his work to speak out against injustice. These two designer laws take away our First Amendment right to free speech. This is a clear dictatorship. It is rule without regard to law. It is a statement that at any point where it is in the city's or police department's interest to remove our rights, they can do that. We say no.
At a press conference at the Uhuru House in South St. Petersburg Tuesday morning, Bantu Shango said there will be at least three protests this week. Before Game 1 of the World Series at Tropicana Field on Wednesday, groups will intentionally disobey the two ordinances, which they call anti-democratic. On Friday and Saturday, the groups say they will commemorate the 12th anniversary of the October 24, 1996 police killing of Tyron Lewis with a march, rally, and protest. Becky Steele is with the West Central Florida Office of the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, and said the two ordinances generate a number of really serious constitutional problems.
If the city interprets this clean zone to mean a First Amendment free zone, then we've got a problem. If they want to narrowly limit this to restriction of commercial activity, then that's one thing. But if they're prohibiting people from handing out leaflets, from marching with signs, from engaging in First Amendment activities on public forums like public sidewalks and streets, then there is a violation of the First Amendment.
The ACLU doesn't encourage civil disobedience, Steele said, but if people are arrested for activities that are protected by the First Amendment, the ACLU is very interested in those issues. Steele said that there are a lot of really overbroad provisions in the Clean Zone Ordinance.
First of all, there's almost unbridled discretion given to the POD to decide who gets a permit or not. And then there's some very strange and kind of creepy provisions in the statute. For example, signs, the colors all around in this zone. Now you can have only black, white, pastel, and earth tone. Because here they actually say no bright or primary colors allowed. That just seems pretty un-American. Also, Section 16, which prohibits distributing items, is very troubling if it's interpreted to stop people from prohibiting leafleting or giving information within public forum areas.
Other groups that will take part in this week's protests include the Refuge Ministries, the Poor People's Campaign, and St. Pete for Peace. Kitty Riley is with another participating group, the African People's Solidarity Committee. Riley pointed out that the budget for the St. Petersburg Police is $86 million, Tropicana Field gets $2.5 million, but the city only spends $1 million on Midtown Economic Development.
Exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of speech is the only avenue available to the African community to inform the broader community about the level of martial law, police intimidation, and terror that the African community experiences every day in this city at the hands of the police and Sheriff's Department with the full endorsement of Mayor Baker and the City Council. Gentrifying St. Petersburg for the past 8 years to carry out Mayor Baker's plan to transform this city to be the next Palm Beach is at the crux of it all.
The ACLU's Becky Steele was asked if she thinks that with these ordinances, the city is trying to balance free speech with public safety.
No, I don't. I think the city is trying to create a pleasant image, and it's trying to create an area that unfortunately is clean of language that people may find unpleasant. There doesn't seem to be much balancing. The median ordinance at least pays a passing reference to the First Amendment and says that it should be interpreted in light of the First Amendment. I have only quickly had a chance to look at the World Series ordinance, the Clean Zone ordinance, but it doesn't look like it even mentions the Constitution.
Steele said that Americans will only have rights if people stand up for them by challenging laws that violate the Constitution. Nyabinga Zimbabwe is press secretary for the Uhuru movement.
We recognize that we live in a situation where there's a dictatorship. It's not always an open dictatorship, but increasingly it's becoming an open dictatorship. And so, as Ms. Steele said, you know, they'll continue to make these attempts to bit by bit take these rights away. And we've seen this over time.